Hello everyone. As I was recording my part one, I would say I created a part one. I did not have an intention to create a part one of this episode. I wanted to have it as a one episode, but this is what happened. While I was reading, as I said, I use my cell phone to do these podcasts. And as I was reading using another app, Medium, where my articles are published, some notification came and then the recording stopped. So I was wondering, what should I do? I have used 8 minutes of my time, I've recorded, and I don't want to speak the same thing again. So I said, let me create a part one, and I put it aside. So this is the part two, continuation. So we covered VE, vanilla and eggplant, and now is ginger. Ginger is an underground stem. I love its pungency and generously use it in my cooking. I use it in curries, rasam, and preparing gravies and salt lassi. Eating ginger encourages efficient digestion, so food doesn't linger as long as in gut. Next is E. Mango. You know, there is a type of mango called Edward mango. Okay. The flesh has a rich sweet flavor with mild pleasant aroma and contains a monoembryonic seed. The fruit is widely considered to be one of the most excellent tasting mangoes in Florida. We get more of that in US. I like to eat it as is or sprinkle it with some Himalayan salt and red pepper, the way it is served in Marina Beach, Chennai, South India. Tea, tomato. No brainer. With my limited culinary skills, I see tomato as my best friend who shows up in time when I am in dire need of knowing what to cook for the day. This friend makes my rasam, makes my chutney, gravies, sauces, and curries delicious and praiseworthy. A. Avocado. An avocado is a bright green fruit with a large pit and dark leathery skin. I learned about avocado when I migrated to the United States, and I thoroughly relish eating it as a semi-ripe fruit or in the form of a guacamole. Right? I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Within brackets, mashed up avocados mixed with ingredients like tomatoes, onions, chilies, and lime. B. Banana. The thought and sight of the banana makes me so happy. I love them for their health benefits, and more importantly, I love them for making me satiated, and when I just eat one banana when I'm super hungry. And also there's potassium, so you know, good for maintaining your blood pressure. L. Lentils. The lentil, Lens culinaris or Lens esculenta, is an edible legume. I cannot imagine a day without eating lentils, also known as dals in India. Cooking lentils is an art. Each variety requires to be cooked in a certain way, right? Some, you have the tur dal, the chana dal, the mung dal, and variety, right? They are lovely colors, shapes, and size, plus the recipes. Dal, sambar, dhokla, murukku, bhajiyas, they are used in so many recipes. I'll let you Google and learn more. That can be made, learn more. E. Elephant foot. Yam. Amorphophallus paeniofolius. The elephant foot yam is a tropical tuber crop grown primarily in Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, and the tropical Pacific Islands. It can be itchy when you cut this vegetable and requires that it be cleaned and boiled in tamarind water to avoid itching. It is not my favorite veggie, but I remember my parents impressing me to eat it because it's a blood purifier. And I think I listened to them as a good, good girl, and it really helped me. S. Spinach. Except for the cleaning part, I love to cook both South and North Indian dishes using spinach. The obvious fiber content and its health benefits need no mention. My appreciation to Debika Kumari for writing a beautiful, why I say beautiful article is she has put wonderful pictures. She has captured, her photography skills are great. And in this following article titled "Small Balcony Gardening Made Easy by Beginner," check it out, please. This is what I wrote. I read your article when I was reading the article, when I was reading the following article. I could not even go further to read after seeing the pictures of your balcony, flower pots, flowers. You have a green thumb and are very blessed to grow such beautiful flowers. And I've provided the link to her article. Please check it out. Go ahead and also respond with your comments, right? So that, you know, the writers feel appreciated and carry on their journey of writing. Thank you, Mia Varita, for opening my eyes to a new perspective. The power of flowers. That's her writing. That's the article. Normally, so this is what I wrote in her article as a response. Normally, I use roses, jasmine, carnations, chrysanthemums, and hibiscus flowers in my prayer altar to offer to deities. When I see the thistle flowers, I would not even look at them. Yes, it is true. Today, by sharing how thistle flowers contribute to birds and small animals, you have opened my eyes to a new perspective. I will pay attention to them when I go for a walk. Thank you so much. Finally, my blurb. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch up my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice in Lalita's Morning Musings podcast. I have given the link to my podcast. Here is yet another way I help. LalitaBrahma.LadiesOfJustice.com. This is a website where you can go protect you as an individual, family, business with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield protection programs. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye. Make sure to listen to part one also. Bye.